It's Amelia Rose, and welcome to C'est La Mie, and welcome to Podmas Day 19. Oh my gosh, 19. How did we get to 19? This is crazy. Happy Tuesday. This is so fun. Yes, so one of the most fun things about Christmas is all the parties and the gatherings and the things that are going on, in my opinion. I think that those are fabulous and I love them. And so I also love to host so much. I love being able to, I'm not going to pretend that I host that much because I don't, but I like to be able to entertain people or whatever. Mostly it's just my family, but I like to be able to bake cookies and like do something, have a fun night, whatever. And I really enjoy going to a holiday party. And so because I am 24, I feel like Podmas has grown with me and my age and whatever. And so the first one I was talking about college, and then last year I was talking about work and whatever, and I still talk about work in this one, but I'm also just talking more about like how to host things and whatever. So I decided, okay, this year I'm going to do how to host a fun holiday party episode, because I feel like a lot of people do this, a lot of people my age are doing this and everything, and that might be something that people want help on or feel like they need guidance on. And it's also just a fun reminder of like, what do I need to keep in check when I'm doing this? So let's get started. My first tip is to invite people early. So the Christmas season, it's super packed with tons of activities. You know, you're always being asked, okay, can you go to this or can you do that? Or your own activities. I need to go Christmas shopping. I need to go get a tree, or I need to do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. So people are really, really busy. And like, I've seen even my coworkers, like people who have kids are like, my kids have everything. And so I take on my kids' social life as well as my own. And so the Christmas season is really packed for a variety of reasons. So make sure you invite people early enough to your party that they have enough time and have the best shot at being able to make it. So you give them kind of like a jump of like, okay, beware, this Christmas party is going to be happening, and you kind of get the first spot on their calendar as early as possible. All right, next tip, have a strong theme. I love a themed party. I love going to a party that's like, okay, we're going to, like, it's this themed. It's like a sleepover party or whatever. And you might think, oh, Christmas is a strong enough theme. And sure it is if you don't really want to overcomplicate things. But I really like to do like a Christmas whatever theme. So like, is your party going to be a Christmas movie watching party? Is it going to be a Christmas girls wine night? Is it going to be a Christmas brunch? Like, I really like to have a specific Christmas theme pairing going on, because it kind of makes planning the rest of the party even easier. You know, it's not just like, it's a Christmas party. Okay, like, what the heck do I serve? What time is it going to be? Whatever. It really dictates your choices. It kind of narrows down your choices, which makes it a lot simpler and kind of lends itself to, okay, what a brunch party you typically have, like breakfast food, okay? And then it typically is like around 10, 11 a.m. And so it makes your choices a little bit easier than they might be if you are just like, it's just a Christmas party, you know? All right, next tip, utilize Pinterest. Oh my gosh, Pinterest is great for decorations, for recipes. It's so helpful. And even if you haven't chosen a theme, you can even be like, well, I don't really like any of the themes that Amelia has suggested. I'm not offended. It's fine. But you can really type in Christmas party theme ideas into Pinterest. And I'm actually going to do that right now and see what comes up, because I am sure that some great things are going to come up. Let's see. Christmas party ideas. Okay, there's like ideas for like a hot cocoa bar. There is a festive Christmas tree, like food ideas. There's like a Christmas tree charcuterie board. There's a gingerbread house decorating party. Let's see, Christmas party theme ideas. Elegant Christmas party themes. Our favorite things party. Have y'all ever heard of that? I love that. I think it's great. It's like everyone brings, it's a potluck and everyone brings their favorite thing. There's a Christmas movie night party. There's just a lot. I need to stop reading all this, but I was getting like a little bit addicted over there. But Pinterest has a ton of ideas, so really utilize that, because I do feel like it lends itself well to planning parties and doing things like that, because I feel like it was kind of built for that. All right, next tip, prep as much as you can beforehand. So if you know your party's on Saturday, it's like the week before, make cookie dough and freeze it, and then you can bake it the day of. Prep any dishes and refrigerate them a few days ahead. All of that stuff, it saves so much time, so you're not rushing and stressed beforehand. I've been there, done that. Like, there are some things that you can't do until the end of your cycle, and you have to, like, this has to be, like, assembled or something, and that can be still kind of stressful. But if you leave everything till the end, you're just going to be like a stress ball. All right, next tip, be clear about guest expectations. So this is important. Let them know right off the bat if they can bring something or if they can help in any way, because as a guest, it can be really difficult when you've asked, can I help with this? And they're like, no, I got it. And then day of or day before, they're like, hey, actually, can you bring this? It's like, okay, I asked you already, so why are you asking me now? Which it is what it is, but what it could be is not stressful. So you should probably try this. It's really nice information to have as a guest. And then as a host, it'll save you from having to answer the same questions over and over. Like, can I bring something? Blah, blah, blah. Like, if you are inviting people via invitation, via text, like whatever, just say, yeah, and like, feel free to bring your favorite dessert or whatever you want them to bring, so that they know, okay, like, I can bring something. All right, next tip, buy more food and drink than you expect that you'll need. So it is kind of embarrassing to run out of food or for there not to be enough. So buy a little more than you think you'll need. But I get it if you're on a budget and don't want to spend money on food people won't eat. Use an online calculator to determine how much you're going to need and how much you should buy. And if you're prepared to like take on leftovers, whatever, that's totally fine. But if you really want it to be as close as you can, use like an online calculator. I know there are certain like things you can Google, like how much cheese do I need for a charcuterie board if I'm inviting 7 people over or something. You know, it's really helpful. So just check that out and make sure that you buy the right amount. All right, next tip, get festive. So just make an effort to make everything fun and festive. It is a Christmas party. Like, it's super fun. Get some glitter to sprinkle on the table or like little confetti things. Get disposable plates and napkins that are themed. Get decorations. You don't have to go all out for it, but it is fun to have like a little bit of like festivity. If you are keeping on a pretty tight budget, Dollar General actually has a lot of fun party stuff that looks great. You do have to sometimes choose wisely, but especially if it's like a one-time party thing, you could get a party seat. You could go to Dollar General, like whatever, and just get like centerpieces or stuff like that, or you can kind of create your own thing. And you don't really have to do much to be festive, but you should definitely do something, because I think it is so fun to have everything look very Christmassy. All right, next tip, pick and choose what aspects you care about and make the rest easy. So I don't really, if you don't care about making cookies from scratch, I do. But if you don't, just buy cookie dough and prepare that. If you don't care about having nice plates, get cute disposable ones. You really can kind of pick your battles or pick and choose what you think is important to have. And maybe not everything for you is important to make from scratch. Like, I really like certain dips that my family makes. But sometimes if I'm going to have a dip and I'm just like, I already really care about making the cookies from scratch, but I might not have the bandwidth to really like make the dip from scratch. That might be something that I would kind of just buy at the store or something. If I have like a fan favorite dip, I might just be like, cool, okay, we're just getting the dip from the store, but we are making the cookies. You don't have to pick every battle. If you can and you want to, that's great, but don't feel like you have to, because it can be really hard to balance everything, and you don't have to do it all if there are certain things you're really not as picky about. If you like really don't care, you don't have to make everything from scratch, or you don't have to like go all out in certain aspects. Just go all out on the things that you really care about, and then just kind of make the rest easy. All right, step 9, turn on a playlist. So I've never been to a Christmas party that didn't have some sort of music or some sort of like background noise, like basically music. Go to Spotify, choose one of their playlists, or make your own, or use Pandora or Apple Music, whatever you use. Just pick a playlist ahead of time that will match the mood. If it's like a nighttime kind of more fancy Christmas party, feel free to choose like a slow jazz Christmas. I love that. If it's a morning Christmas, you can choose like a little bit of like a peppier playlist. You know, try and put in the effort to pick a playlist that goes with your mood. And I really like Spotify playlists for this because they really do kind of have a good handle on like different themes. And so it makes it super, super easy to be able to choose a playlist that matches your mood. All right, the next tip, have an activity. So this is especially if you just want there to be some sort of structure to the party and it's not just mingling or whatever. So watch a movie or play a game. Like at my office Christmas party last year, one of my coworkers brought Left, Center, Right. I think it's LCR. And it was such a fun game. If you haven't heard it about it, like I meant to buy it after that Christmas party. I still haven't. But it was so fun. So have something like that, or watch a movie, or decorate cookies, or do something that kind of makes there be a little more structure to your party, if that's kind of what you want. I know that some parties, you're just mingling around, and you're like, okay, like, this is great, especially if you're not really, like, that close to someone, or you invite, like, yeah, if you're not, like, oh, with your girlfriends, and you could just talk forever, but if you're kind of mingling around, you're like, all right, well, I don't really know what to do, like, there's food, there's wine, it's great, but like, what's the point? Like, what do we do? And so if you want there to be more of a point, do an activity. And then my last tip is to stick to a time. So make sure that you communicate your expectations when it comes to the party, specifically on when the party's occurring and kind of when it's over. So if you want people to leave by 10, start cleaning up at 9:30, or let them know, especially if you send out invitations, you can have a time range for the party on the invitations so that you kind of have the best chance at guests knowing when to leave. Like sometimes that is just, you're like, okay, like I'm done, I'm ready, like the party was great, the end, you know. And so to avoid those kind of awkward moments, you're just kind of like, okay, like you start cleaning up, or you're just like, thank you so much for coming, you know, and then they'll kind of get the message. But it's really better if you communicate it beforehand. I know sometimes that feels weird to be like, the party is from this time to this time, but like, I don't think anyone views it like that. Like, I get nervous about being rude or people being like, okay, oh gosh, there's a timeline for this party. But as the host, you really do need to kind of have, like, you need to know when people are going to be out of there. And again, this is probably less of an issue if you are just inviting like your close girlfriends or something, and you really just, it's not as structured because you're closer and you know each other. Like you could stay up till 2 a.m. talking and like that's not an issue. But for a formal party, I think that it is really a good idea to have a specific time. Okay, that was the episode on how to throw a holiday party. Let me know if you have any other tips, suggestions, whatever, in the Spotify Q&A box if you're listening on Spotify, and make sure to share the podcast, make sure to buy some podcasts, Podmas merch, and yeah, make sure to subscribe if you haven't already, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.